من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ هم قوم أن يبسطوا إليكم أيديهم فكف أيديهم عنكم واتقوا الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. As explained yesterday, the occasion of the revelation of this ayah, that was one occasion that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was resting under a tree, and a Bedouin came and took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sword and pulled it on him and asked him, "Who will save you?" And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very comfortably, confidently said, "Allah." Three times he did it, and all three times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that it is Allah who will save me. And then Jibreel alayhi salam came and punched that Bedouin on his chest, by which that sword fell down. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam picked it up and asked him, "Who will save you from me?" And he said, "Have mercy upon me." On that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam let him go without any punishment or anything, and he became a Muslim and called other people also to Islam. Mufassirin have written that occasion, and there were many other occasions also when Allah Ta'ala's help came. And it came to the Muslims in various forms and various sources. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us to think of those ni'mat of Allah which come upon us. When Allah saved us, we also had very many narrow escapes in our life, and Allah Ta'ala saved us. So think of those things and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Ey iman walo, yaad rakho ihsan Allah ka. O people of iman, remember, refresh, think of the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon you. إِذْ هَمَّ قَوْمٌ أَنْ يَبْسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ. جب قصد کیا لوگوں نے کہ تم پر ہاتھ چلاوے. When the people had the thought of harming you, when various people tried to harm you, that was like this occasion which was mentioned when this ayat was revealed. And there were also other occasions when the kuffar were always trying to harm the Muslims. And they, even when they were in Salatul Khawf, they tried and attacked them at that time also. But Allah's help came and Allah saved them. So like that, we also in our lives on various occasions. In fact, may Allah forgive us. Even when we are committing sin, Allah protects us also. And that is Allah's kindness. So we should think of those occasions when Allah Ta'ala had protected us and given us His help. And that should help us and spur us on to remember Him and to make His shukr. فَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ. پھر روک دیئے تم سے ان کے ہاتھ. And then Allah Ta'ala protected you. When the enemy tried and harmed you, Allah Ta'ala protected you. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, on various occasions, the enemy were always trying to harm them, to cause difficulty and hardship to them. But it was only Allah's help that Allah Ta'ala saved them. And for that Allah says, "Wattaqullah," or darte raho Allah said. So now do not be disobedient to Allah. Be obedient to Allah, obey His command, and stay away from all the things that He has made haram. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. اور اللہ ہی پر چاہے بھروسہ ایمان والوں کا. And in fact, the people of iman, their trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. We must not look at asbab and means, but our trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. This ayat and the ni'mat of Allah upon us, and that He has saved us and protected us on so many occasions, that should all spur us on to make shukr to Him, to become obedient to Him, and to stay away from His disobedience, and on top of it all, to trust only on Allah Ta'ala. Not that this saved me, my planning, my thinking, mind strategy, etc. But it was only and only the help of Allah, and Allah saved me. So may Allah Ta'ala bring this reality into our lives when we think of the various occasions. And yeah, in the Sahaj we are exhorted, encouraged to think of those times when Allah Ta'ala's special help came upon us and how we got saved. And it was thereby making shukr to Allah and turning to Him and depending only upon Him. May Allah give us all tawfiq.